Roger Goodell.
Well, good evening. I always like to say, leave it up to Arthur Blank to have the first groundbreaking ceremony in prime time. And Arthur did it, so good for you, Arthur. It's a thrill for us to be here. Many of you may know we have an owners' meeting here tomorrow, but we're all here to support Arthur and this great city for what you are about to embark on. All of us, it's one point or another in the NFL, have been through the stadium issue, and they're never easy, but they take determination and commitment, and that's what Arthur showed, probably with an awful lot of patience, too, but it is something that is worth it, not only for the long-term stability for the franchise, but for this community. And one of the things that I know Arthur takes great pride in is this community and the role that the Falcons play in that community. So, Arthur, I know this is an important day for you. We're honored to be here on your behalf and to support you. You deserve this evening, and we're thrilled that we can be a small part of the great success that you're about to create here. Let me also just tell you that stadiums are not just bricks and mortar. They're not just a place to play in. They're our stage. It's something that's critically important to the NFL experience and something that we always work to improve on. And I'm sure, knowing Arthur and knowing this community, that this stadium will be something all of you will be proud of and will attract great events and will be a great economic driver for this community and drive development that will, all of us will look back and say, this is a great thing for this community. But they don't happen without great public-private partnerships. And we had that here. And we were fortunate to have a great leadership from a number of public figures, most importantly, Mayor Reed. The mayor was there every day. His leadership skills were evident from the beginning. And I like to say, on a national basis, having been involved in a lot of these stadiums, they do not happen without great leadership. So my job is to hand it off to a great leader, Mayor Reed.
Thank you so much, Roger, and welcome to Atlanta. Commissioner Goodell runs one of the most successful professional sports leagues in the world, and I'm so happy that he would be here on such an important occasion for our city today. I'd like to extend an open invitation for him to come back anytime he likes, especially if he wants to announce that we're going to win the Super Bowl. Y'all can clap for that. It's a little pressure. I'd also like to thank my friend Governor Deal, the Georgia General Assembly, my senior team, and the Atlanta City Council, particularly Councilmember Michael Julian Bond. I'd like to thank Frank Poe with the Georgia World Congress Center for everything that they did collectively to get this deal done. We wouldn't be standing here today without everyone's help getting the ball over the goal line. I'd also like to thank Major League Soccer Commissioner Dan Garber. Under your lead, we can clap for that. 10,000 season tickets, baby. Not bad. Under your leadership, MLS has become one of the premier soccer leagues in the world. I was thrilled to be there when you officially announced that the city of Atlanta will be home to the 22nd MLS franchise. And finally, I would like to thank Arthur Blank, or as I like to think of him, Atlanta's Bruce Wayne. If the mayor of Atlanta had a red phone, it would ring Arthur Blank's house. Please give it up for my friend Arthur Blank, everybody. Arthur is a special man, He's also a terrific NFL owner. He's made the Atlanta Falcons organization something that the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia can be proud of. And we're so excited that he's adding the excitement of an MLS team to his organization's portfolio. Today, we're breaking ground on one of our city's next iconic landmarks in the heart of downtown Atlanta.